Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Retire Early Mindset. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving headfirst into something that's super crucial for achieving that sweet, sweet early retirement dream. Self-discipline. Ever feel like you're constantly battling with procrastination or those tempting distractions? You know, the ones that whisper, Netflix, when you should be crushing your financial goals. Well, guess what? We're tackling that head on today. Because let's be real, early retirement isn't just about having a fat savings account. It's about building habits, making choices, and sticking to them even when the couch is calling your name. It's about mastering the art of delayed gratification, saying no to instant pleasures for long-term rewards. And trust me, I get it. I used to be a master procrastinator myself. But here's the thing, self-discipline isn't some mythical superpower reserved for superhumans. It's a skill you can learn and develop, just like playing an instrument or learning a new language. And once you master it, let me tell you, your life, especially your retirement journey, will transform. So, what are some key takeaways we're gonna uncover today? Number 1, define your why. Why do you want to retire early? Is it about travel, pursuing your passions, spending time with loved ones, or simply having the freedom to choose how you spend your days? When you have a crystal clear vision of your why, self-discipline becomes easier because you're driven by something bigger than just avoiding responsibility. Number 2, break it down. Big goals can be intimidating, right? So, let's break them into smaller, more manageable steps. Think of it like climbing a mountain. Instead of staring at the entire peak, focus on conquering one step at a time. The same goes for your financial goals. Set small, achievable milestones that keep you moving forward. Number 3, the power of routine. Ever notice how some people seem to effortlessly glide through their days? That's often because they have routines in place, habits that guide their actions and free up mental energy. Develop a morning routine that sets you up for success, a work schedule that maximizes productivity, and evening rituals that promote relaxation and sleep. Number 4, embrace mindfulness. This one is all about being present in the moment. When you catch yourself daydreaming about the weekend or stressing over future deadlines, gently bring your attention back to what's happening right now. Mindfulness helps you resist impulsive decisions and stay focused on your goals. And lastly, number 5, celebrate your wins. It's easy to get caught up in the journey and forget to celebrate the victories along the way. Every time you reach a milestone, big or small, give yourself a pat on the back. Celebrate your progress, reward yourself, within reason, and keep that motivation high. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a single mom juggling work, kids, and trying to build her financial future. She's overwhelmed, constantly battling deadlines and feeling like she's running on fumes. But then, she starts implementing these self-discipline principles. She defines her why to provide a secure future for her children, breaks down her savings goals into manageable chunks, establishes a morning routine that sets the tone for a productive day, practices mindfulness to avoid stress spirals, and celebrates every small victory. Months go by, and Sarah notices a shift. She's less stressed, more focused, and actually making progress towards her goal of early retirement. The difference? Self-discipline became her superpower. Think about it. What small step can you take today to cultivate more self-discipline in your life? Maybe it's waking up 15 minutes earlier to plan your day, or eliminating one social media platform that steals your time. Start small, be consistent, and watch the magic happen. Remember, folks, early retirement isn't just about money. It's about freedom, purpose, and living life on your own terms. And self-discipline is the key to unlocking that door. So, go out there, crush those goals, and create the future you deserve. See you back here tomorrow for another episode of Retire Early Mindset. Until then, keep striving, keep dreaming, and most importantly, keep being awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.